You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22 and verse 28. Our prophet plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and defining lies for them, saying, "Thus says the Lord God," when the Lord had not spoken. We live at a time when men are not afraid to say, "Thus says the Lord," when the Lord has not spoken. Many people are deceived by people who say, "God told me, God said this." It's not everyone that is saying God told them that God actually told them anything. I've had to deal with cases of pastors, these are preachers, telling their wives that God told them to leave their wife and marry another woman. How can God, that says, "What God has joined together, let no man put asunder," be the same God that turns around and say to a pastor for that matter, to go and to leave his wife and marry another woman? These things are happening today. I had a pastor who said God told him to separate from his wife. How can God tell you to separate from your wife? The same God that says husband and wife should come together, that even if they fast, they should immediately come together afterwards so that they are not tempted by Satan. It is not every man that is saying does say the Lord that is hearing from God. Many people are deceiving themselves, saying, "God told me this, God told me that." Don't get deceived or carried away simply because somebody said God told them this or God told them that. Sometimes it is self-deception. Sometimes it is deliberate lie. Because people know that they will deceive you, you will believe them if they told you that it's from God. That's why the Bible says we must test all spirit. You must check what people are saying. Does it align with the word of God? Does it align? I was telling a woman whose husband said God told him to pick a second wife, and that husband also happened to be a pastor. You see, it's almost like pastors are oppressing their wives with "God told me." Anything they are doing that is wrong, they will bring the name of the Lord into it, because they do not have the fear of God in their heart. How can you be using the name of God to do evil? How can God, who established marriage and say that marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, that warmongers and adulterers God will judge, how can it be that same God that will be telling you to dishonor your marriage, that will tell you to go and pick a second wife? Why not just simply say that you are foolish enough to pick a second wife and don't bring the name of God into it? But brethren, I'm sharing this to warn us that you must not just believe that God, because somebody said God told him this, it means it must be true. Many people have been deceived that way. Many preachers you see that are popular, that they will say, "Oh, God told them this." When you examine scripture, you will discover it's impossible for God to say that thing to them. It's not possible. God cannot tell a man of God and say, "Take this comb, tell people to be looking at this comb, and anything they want, they must say to that comb, and that as they use that comb, all their blessing will come to pass." The same God who spoke against idolatry. But because a man said, "God told me," people believe. Brethren, we must investigate and be sure of what we hear. That is why we have the written word of God to guide us. May the Lord give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.